Thanks, Olivia. We have Sam Goodchild online from Concise 8. Sam, how are you this afternoon?
Yeah, much better. We're actually sailing today, so better than yesterday.
And how are the conditions? We were just speaking with Miranda just now, who said she could see you.
Yeah, I can see Miranda. She's about 200 metres away or something, pretty close. No, it's pretty good. We started this morning in quite a lot of wind and had a few nightmares at the night trying to change sails and take reefs out and things. And things weren't going as planned. We've never done them before on the boat. We're learning lessons the hard way. But now we're settled in a bit more. We've got the big, big reacher up, and we can see four or five boats ahead of us. And we think we're slowly making gains, but the wind just died, so we can have to do something about it pretty shortly.
So what kind of wind do you have just now? Northwesterly, isn't it?
At the moment, we've actually got northerly, and about 8 knots of wind.
Okay, and how's the forecast looking for you immediately and down across Biscay?
I think we're in a transition zone between some northwesterlies and some westerlies. And as we get south, and westerly wind will come in again, and then we'll be upwind or close fetching to finish there. And as we get to finish there, the wind will now be about 20 knots, and the wind will die again, and we'll end up going downwind down the Portuguese coast. And that transfer from the upwind to downwind faster in the air, it could be quite tricky. We have to keep getting the latest weather files and information we can, and see what it turns out to be like.
But is there any obvious compression points ahead?
I think around Finisterre there'll be some compression. I don't know how extreme yet. Depends how easy it is to get across, how little wind there is at Finisterre and how easy it is to get across. It depends on those compression points or not.
But altogether, a good idea to stop off in Roscoff by the looks of things.
We've got no problems with that at all. It was quite good for us. We quite enjoyed it. We're back on the way again now, racing, and it's still close racing, so we haven't lost anything, and you never know, but hopefully we've gained a few more boats who could have dropped out in rough weather. So.
Just give us an insight, how do you work things with Ned on boards in terms of watches? Are you fairly disciplined in that point of view, or do you just take it as it comes?
Yeah, it's pretty flexible between them and I. We're pretty happy as we kind of know who's been doing the most work and who's been sleeping, who hasn't. I'm fairly vocal about how tired you are or not tired and go like that, as opposed to sticking to a specific regime. We actually just meet for a certain amount of time, and it seems to work quite well. We don't get too tired, and we sort of take turns, and rather than saying, okay, I'm on deck for 2 hours now, you say, okay, I'm going to sleep for 1 hour now, an hour and a half now. It's a like different way of working, but it works quite well for us. We quite enjoy it.
Good. Well, I hope that continues for you, Sam. We'll catch up with you in a couple of days, and good luck, good speed.
Thanks a lot, Andy. See you soon.